Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. The Scholar Report with CEO Chris Riegel of Scholar.com, a global technology firm, business on all the major continents, transforming the retail space with digital signage. We go to China, where Chris has much experience, and I tell an anecdote recently to see what it means, because I'm only ever visited Taiwan. I've not been on the mainland, and I've certainly not seen the transformation of the economy these last decades, the manufacturing strength, the shipping strength, but the housing everywhere, now in a collapsed bubble. Chris, a very good evening to you. The story is this. A professional who was many years in China, 25 years in China, as an analyst, arriving in the 80s when everybody was still poor and leaving in the teens when everybody was rich but suspicious, tells me that employees she used to pay $100,000 a year services are now communicating with her, she's in the U.S., saying they can't get work, and that if they find a job that's open, they have to pay $1,000 a month to retain the job, or it'll go to somebody else. Have you heard anything like this, a strange version of unemployment?
So, John, in China, especially in the professional areas, Shenzhen, Shanghai, Beijing, not uncommon that within some of those companies you would see kickbacks or other things such as that. Corruption in China is a systemic problem, so not a shocker there. The thing that is surprising but was predictable is that you're seeing many, many of the multinationals who had invested in China in the past 10, 15, 20 years, who have pulled out of China, both because of reshoring of jobs around the world, but also the data privacy and data security laws that Mr. Xi passed just over a year ago, that effectively, if you're an auditor, if you're a consultant, if you're evaluating the health of the company, they can at any point pick you up, toss you in jail by considering information that you're seeking on the profit or loss of a company or the structure of a company to be a state secret. So it's very much put a dampener on professional services economy in China for global audit firms, tax firms, et cetera.
When did this start? Is there a date certain? I remember an incident, see if it triggers any more, that Alibaba was going to IPO an aspect of the business. I think it was a financial aspect of Alibaba, the giant that was growing all the time. And then right at the end, it was pulled back and never returned to the open market. Was that the start or was that the symptom?
So, John, that was actually a slightly different thing. The data security law that was passed in China was June of 2021, so a year into the pandemic. With Alibaba, Mr. Ma had made a number of statements that were challenging to Mr. Xi's leadership. He was told to stop saying things once and maybe given a bit of home detention, then came back on the scene, did it a second time. The second time he did it, his wallet was impacted by the Chinese government banning some of his IPOs, and he's not done something subsequent to that.
So it was a mano story with Alibaba, whereas the security law speaks to the whole country. And I'm also told in general that when you come up with examples of how you're defeating yourself, making laws like this, or allowing the municipalities to spin off into space and not helping them repay the loans that they took out because you told them things were going to work out for them. When I hear these stories, I think to myself, doesn't the Central Committee see this? Won't they act to save this? Don't they see the economy is plunging and you can't catch a falling knife? And what I hear back, Chris, is it's not important. None of that is important. What's important is control and surveillance and domination of the individuals. Is that accurate?
John, I think it's safe to say that while democracy is not perfect, there are lots of challenges that we see, especially in the election season. It is flexible and it works, and you don't have consistent power typically that goes generations in the making. In a dictatorship like China, which what China has become under Mr. Xi, now with him being president for life, you're seeing the brittleness of a dictatorship. And within that, in the United States, Mr. Bezos or Mr. Musk could criticize the government, criticize the president. Will there be repercussions? Probably not. In China, you never raise the hand to leadership at this point. And that brittleness makes it very challenging. When Mr. Ma was speaking against the government, he needed that reminder a second time from the government that we control your entire future. And if you speak out against us, you want to think very carefully. Do you wish to be wealthy or do you wish to be free? And Mr. Ma chose wealthy again, but that's the challenge of China.
And the Russian-China connection, which is tenuous at best, China wants to get paid. Is that the only European connection now that China trusts? I note recently that there was a German delegation twice there with Schulz in China. There was a Giorgia Meloni delegation in China twice in China. There are other countries that have reached out to China, but how is the relationship with our ally, Europe? Is it prospering, or are they as dubious as private equity is about investing?
So, John, I think you want to always picture that China is sending emissaries to every corner of the world every week to try to further their goals. That's part of the great Chinese expansion and their view towards the world that they will dominate the next 50 years. That being said, you're seeing in the United Kingdom and the Netherlands and parts of the EU, those countries, waking up to understand that Chinese interests and European interests may be divergent. Now, that being said, it will be a push-pull relationship. There have to be trade relationships back with China in the modern manufacturing world. However, you could see Ms. van der Leyen at the EU start to implement substantial tariffs like have been done in the U.S. to Chinese goods. And you're seeing at least Europe a bit wake up about the Chinese risk, both on intellectual property and manufacturing dominance in the long term.
Coming home to America, where there are plenty of things to complain about, right now the Federal Reserve seems disposed to make money a little less expensive than it's been for the last year, more expensive than in two decades, I'm told. However, there are also facts to show, as you've been identifying for some time, that we've been in a recession for a while. Did you see that revision out of the Bureau of Labor Statistics? A million jobs that didn't exist. Do we expect more jobs that don't exist? Is unemployment now the challenge to the Federal Reserve? We have about a minute, Chris.
John, we're seeing in the marketplace substantial right-sizing in companies. You're seeing employment and mass layoffs become a bigger and bigger issue across multiple sectors. It's hit tech particularly hard. I think if you're Mr. Powell, you have a very, very challenging task to try to do that soft landing, which may be impossible at this point. As unemployment is ticking up, how do you tamp down inflation? You have to bring those rates down to keep commercial real estate from completely tanking in the very short term. But it's a very, very tough task. And no matter what you do, you're going to take fire from all sides.
In other words, his twin mandate of employment and the cost of money, interest rates, they don't work together. Is that what you're saying?
Extremely difficult to harmonize the two in such a big, vibrant, dynamic economy.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scholar.com, business on all the major continents, transforming the digital space with digital signage. This is the Scholar Report. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.